This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. A computer scientist at Dartmouth College has developed new software aimed at quickly identifying and stopping the spread of extremist videos on the internet that are used to incite violent attacks. Professor Hani Farid developed the software as part of the Counter-Extremism Project, or CEP, and he joins us now from the studios of Dartmouth College to explain how it works. And Professor Farid, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Now, as I understand it, this software is designed to be used for a system that is similar to the one that helps prevent the dissemination of online child pornography. How does your system operate?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So about 7-8 years ago, we developed with Microsoft a technology that allows social media sites, technology companies to find, remove, and report instances of child pornography. And the way that technology works is that every image, every video, every audio recording has a distinct signature, very much like human DNA. There's a distinct signature that we are able to extract from the underlying medium. And even as that medium undergoes changes as it makes its way through the internet, we can identify it. So working in partnership with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, we extracted digital signatures from known child pornography content that we know continually year after year gets distributed. We then compare the signatures of things being uploaded to Facebook, to Twitter, to Instagram, etc. And we simply ask, is this a known bad content? And if it is, we will remove and report it.
How would this be more effective than what's being done now? Because I imagine there are already efforts by companies to find, flag, and stop the viral spread of violent extremist content on the web.
That's right. So the way it's done right now in most places is that it's a manual process, is that they wait for a report of a violation or an offensive content. It is reviewed manually and it is taken down. And so they suffer from what, you know, from a whack-a-mole problem. So it comes up, it stays up for a little while, it comes down, and then the poster simply posts it again and it has to wait a few weeks. So what we are saying is that if you have agreed that the content violates your terms of service and it has to come down, we will extract a signature from that image, audio, or video recording. And then is any time the content that matches that signature comes up, we will not allow it up. And therefore, once it's removed with manual intervention and with an understanding that it violates terms of service, we can now remove it from ever from a site.
What exactly is your software looking for?
Right. So that's the right question to ask. So the new part of the technology, so back when we were working in the child pornography space, we developed the technology to extract signatures from images. And at the time, videos were not nearly as ubiquitous as they are now. And so it was not a major concern for us. These days, videos and audios are really the dominant medium. And so the new technology that we are rolling out extracts a digital signature from a video or an audio recording. So that's the new part. And the way it works is, and I'm not being coy here, I'm not going to go into a lot of technical details because there's a bit of a cat and mouse game we play. So we develop technology to catch this and then the adversary finds countermeasures. So we try to be a little careful on how much technical information we release. But I will tell you, we will look at the actual contents. We will extract features in that content that are distinct, that is, that they are not shared by two different videos, and that are stable over the lifetime of an image or a video or an audio. And one of the very nice things about these signatures is that if I hand you a signature, which is just a bunch of numbers, you can't reconstruct the content that it came from. So that means that we can safely ship those signatures around without worrying about the content leaking as we are shipping those signatures around.
Most online extremist video shows up, as you said, on social media sites, and groups like ISIS use the videos for recruiting new followers, to incite attacks on people around the world. But social media firms like Facebook and Twitter, as I understand it, they've yet to commit to using this new software that you've developed, and they have some concerns. What are those concerns?
That's exactly right. They have not committed. We have had very constructive conversations with them. They are friendly. They are open. And here's what I can tell you. Back in 2008, when we developed and deployed the technology to stop the proliferation of child pornography, the technology companies, even then, where it was in some ways a much clearer line, were very nervous and very concerned. They were worried about the precedent. They were worried about the press. They were worried a lot about the liability. What they are not worried about is First Amendment issues. This is a terms of service issue. Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Google, they get to decide what goes on their network and what does not. And so I think the nervousness is the precedent that this sets. that if we start taking down child pornography and now we start taking down counter-extremism, what's next down the line? And it's a legitimate concern to have. We feel like this is a very narrowly defined area. We are saying you are already agreeing to take down certain content. We are simply going to help you make that fully automatic and extremely reliable and extremely efficient. So in some ways, it seems to me, at least from my position here at Dartmouth and as a professor and as a developer of technology, that there should really be no issue. You are doing this anyway. We're just going to make it more efficient and easier for you.
I think the difficulty they may be concerned about, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that you're asking them in a way to then go through all these massive amounts of data and decide what to police. I mean, you're giving them this tool, this incredible tool, but they may be uneasy about having to use it and then deciding what does constitute extremist content. Obviously, a horrible beheading video or something like that, that's easy. But they may then have to do the harder work of deciding things that may not be quite as obvious.
That's exactly right. And we had, believe it or not, the same issue when we were dealing with child pornography. There is very clear-cut, extremely young children, obviously sexual content. And then there are things that come closer to the line of legal. Somebody who's maybe 17, we can't quite determine their age. And they had exactly the same nervousness about once we start doing this, well, how are we going to know if this is legal or not? And so what we did in the child pornography space and what we are proposing to do in the counter-extremism space is to remove the worst of the worst. These are clear violations of terms of service. They are beheadings. They are tortures. They are clear calls to violence. And, of course, we are also working with the Counter-Extremism Project, which is an NGO that specializes in this. Now, in addition to all of that, what we'd like to do is have a grading or a scoring system on the content that we are looking at. So there are clear violations. It's a beheading, it's torture, it's a bombing, it's a call to violence. And then there are more subtle things. And then the companies can draw the line where they feel comfortable. So you're absolutely right that there's a hard decision to be made. But once that decision is made, then the technology takes over and can streamline everything.
What stage is this software in now? Is it ready for prime time if these companies did get on board?
I would say it's about a month or two ready from prime time. Technology is fully developed. It's been fully tested. It's been fully vetted. And now we are simply doing some final engineering in order to be able to deploy at the scale of the internet.
Hani Farid is a computer scientist at Dartmouth College and is part of the Counter-Extremism Project. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you.